再补充交通一点。
Tonight we want to just finish off with chapter 5.
弟兄姊妹留意到。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
第五章的里边，我们的主做几件事情都是显明他生命的作为。
Of the few things that our Lord did in chapter 5 manifests is the work of his life.
权柄、能力和丰富。
His authority, his power, and his richness.
我们回头来看这一件事情的时候。
And when we look back upon this,
我们很清楚地看到在第五章所提到的三件事里边都有一个共同点。
It is very clear on the three things that we see in chapter 5 have one similar point.
不单是主显出他生命的荣耀的时候，不完全根据人的要求。
That when our Lord shines forth the glory of his life, it is not completely according to the need of man.
更是不叫人体会到神做工也不根据人的眼见。
And it also lets us see that the working of God is not according to the sight of men.
那我们留意到那个被鬼附的他根本就没有意愿。
And after we can also see the one whose demon was cast out from him, he did not have that willingness.
那一个血漏的妇人他有意愿可是他没有胆量寻求。
And for the woman who was cured, she had the willingness to be healed, but she did not have the courage to seek after the healing.
我们看到那个雅鲁的女儿复活的这一件事情。
And when we look at the daughter of Jairus being risen,
整个那个环境是叫人绝望的。
All the circumstances which caused man to lose hope.
而人在眼见里边也觉得什么事情都已经完了。
And by the sight of man, man would think everything would be finished.
没有什么条件了。
There would be no other qualification.
是那些人说，哎呀，不要劳动先生了。
And so the people were saying, do not bother the teacher.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
从这几件事上面很明确给我们看到一件事。
But from these few things, very clearly we're able to see.
主做工不是根据人。
Our Lord's work is not according to man.
许多时候我们没有掌握这一点。
And many times we did not grasp it.
所以我们在神面前常常做了很多愚昧的事。
And so before our Lord, we often do many foolish things.
我们以为神做工是根据我们的意愿。
We feel that God works according to what we feel, what we want.
但是我们从主的话的里边不住的能看见。
But from our Lord's words, we can continue to see.
我们的主做工不是根据人的意愿。
Our Lord's working, it is not by man's willingness.
当然有人的意愿，而人的意愿又跟神的心意相配合的话，那自然是很美。
And of course, when there is the willingness of man and it is agreed to God's will, then it's very beautiful.
但是如果人的意愿跟主心里面所定义的不一致的时候呢？
But when man's will does not agree with God's will,
主做或者不做，完全不根据人的意愿。
Whether our Lord works or not, it is not according to man's will.
完全根据他自己。
It is completely according to himself.
这一点是非常非常重要的，也是很蛮严肃的。
And this point is very important and also very serious.
我们常常以为我们有一个意愿，神就非做工不可。
Many times we feel as long as we have the willingness, then God must work.
但是我们不能不注意。
But we cannot but notice.
事实不是这样。
That is not the fact.
我们可以从第一章我们曾经看过的就是三十八节那里说到。
We can see from chapter 1 verse 38.
人来找主。
Man would come to seek for the Lord.
主却不 不回到那些寻找他的人那里。
But yet he did not return to those who seek after him.
因为那些人找他只是为了人的要求和人的需要。
Because those who seek after him was for their own need and what they wanted.
而不是寻求神的自己。
They did not seek after God himself.
所以我们的主在当时没有答应人的那一个寻找。
So at that time, the Lord did not answer to their seeking.
主就到别个村庄去了。
And he went to other towns.
他就到别个城里去了。
He went to other villages.
我们不知道为什么我们人总有常常有这样的那个误解在那里。
I don't know why that man often has that misunderstanding there.
当然我们的主非常愿意解决人的难处。
And of course, our Lord is so willing to solve our difficulties.
但是我们的主更愿意人知道神的心意而寻求神的目的的完成。
But even more so, our Lord is desiring that we know of His will and that we would seek after His will to be finished.
主在地上有许多的教导。
Our Lord has many teachings on earth.
主在地上也做了许多的事。
And on earth, He did much work.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要看准一点这一点。
But brothers and sisters, we must see accurately this point.
主所说的
，What our Lord said，
主所做的
，All that He did，
都是为了去证明、显出他是谁。
It is all to confirm and to manifest who He is，
而叫人认识他是谁。
So that when man comes to know who He is，
然后就接受他。
They will come to receive him,
寻求他,
to seek after him,
跟随他,
to follow him.
那我们看到这一个点的时候,
and when we see this point,
我们就会明白为什么有些时候人带着一些意愿来寻求主, 主好像不理不睬。
Then we'll understand why is it that when sometimes man brings a need before our Lord seemingly does not answer to them.
为什么有些时候
and then other times,
人根本没有意愿呢
when man doesn't even have a willingness
主却自主动的在哪里给他解决难处
yet it's our Lord who himself initiates to take care of the problem for them and last time we mentioned that
这里第五章里面所提的三件事情
like the three things mentioned in chapter 5
两件是没有寻求的
two of the matters did not there was no seeking
一件有寻求但是环境好像截断了寻求人的希望的
one when there was a seeking yet the circumstances seems to cut off the hope of the ones who seek
但是不管是怎么样
regardless
我们看到一件事情
we see one thing
主是根据他自己来决定他所做的事
that our Lord according to himself decides what he does
所以我们看到那个被鬼附的他没有寻求主主说你得释放
and so we see the one who was possessed with the demon he did not seek after the Lord said he is free
那一个患血漏的妇人不敢求告主但是主说你也可以平平安安的回去了
and the woman with the bleeding dare not to seek after the Lord yet the Lord said you can go in peace
那弟兄姊妹你留意一件事情
But brothers and sisters pay attention to one thing
在第五章的里边提到那个被鬼附的和那一个管会堂的人他们有一件事情是一样的
That the one who was possessed by the demon and the ruler of the synagogue in chapter 5 one thing that are similar amongst them
那个得着释放的人他求主说我要跟随你
The one who was free from the demon, he requested the Lord that I wanted to follow you.
中文圣经是记载说他再三的求耶稣。
And then,
对不起，这个是那一件事情是那些鬼再三的求主不要叫他离开那个。叫他们离开那个地方。
And it was in the scriptures that the demons repeatedly sought the Lord not to have them depart away from the man.
那也就是说
And that is also to say
这些鬼啊不肯离开那个地方啊是一次两次那如果从中文来说就起码有三次
And so from the Chinese translation the demons at least three times did not want to depart away
究竟多少次我们不知道
But in fact how many times we do not know But at least more than one
但是我们的主 没有答应。
But our Lord did not answer.
我们就说当然了，那是鬼嘛。
And then we might say, of course not, because they're demons.
我们的主当然不根据他了。
Of course, our Lord would not work according to their wishes.
但是底下你要看见。
But later we also see.
好像这是鬼说给我们到猪那里去，主就说好，你去吧。
It seems like then when they requested that they go into the swine, yet the Lord let us permit them to do so.
已经稍微提了一下了。
And we lightly mentioned upon that.
那为什么主让他们到猪那里去？
Why did the Lord allow for them to go into the swine?
我们特别提到。
We especially mentioned.
犹太人不吃猪肉。
That the Jewish people did not eat pork.
这个人养了两千猪。
And for this one to have 2,000 swine.
为什么？
Why?
并且猪在犹太人眼中看为很不洁净的。
Because in the Jewish people's sight, that the pigs were unclean.
不管是不吃，连摸它都不要摸。
Not only do they not eat of the pigs, but they do not even touch them.
那这个人养两千猪干什么呢？
So why is it that this person had raised 2,000 pigs?
我们不详细再提这一点。
We won't go into that in detail.
我们只是说出一个很根本的事实。
But we just point forth a very basic fact.
这个养猪的人和这个看猪的人，他们都是毫不尊重神。
This person who raised and watched over the swine did not respect God.
那现在那些鬼说要到他那，要到这些猪里面去。
And now the demons sought after the Lord to allow them to go into the swine.
那就说好，你去，要去就去。
Our Lord permitted them to do so.
但是你不离开这个地方，我总不答应。
But the Lord must have them leave this place.
就是我们就说那是鬼，那是鬼。
Then brothers and sisters, we might say because they are demons.
但是底上那个管会堂的人来求主的时候呢？
But later on, when the ruler of the synagogue came to seek after the Lord,
我女儿病得快死了，请你来帮助她。
Lord, my daughter is ill at the point of death. Come and help her.
圣经里面记载又是再三的请求。
And then the scriptures also said that he besought him much.
好像是我们的主。
It seems,
起初不太愿意去。
It seems like much. So at the beginning, our Lord was not willing to go.
我们不知道为什么。
And we don't know why.
但是这个人再三的请求。
But this person requested the Lord again and again.
那主就说好，我就跟你去。
And our Lord agreed to go with him.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
有些时候我们看见。
Sometimes we see.
主不一定答应人的要求。
Our Lord may not answer to to man's request.
但是主答应人的要求的时候。
But when the Lord does answer to man's request.
弟兄姊妹你要看见。
Brothers and sisters,
不是因为人的要求。很急迫。
It is not because of man's request, it is very urgent.
乃是神本来就要做那一件。
Because it is that God intended to do that matter.
如果神本来不要做那一件。
If that was not a matter God intended to do.
你怎么去寻求他，他也不会答应。
No matter how you would seek after him, he will not answer.
那如果主一定为了要做。
And because our Lord has the will to do it.
这一个时候就是人用信心去接受的时候。
And that is the time when man would use by faith to accept it.
因为我们的主做的事情
because the matters of our Lord
多半都是在人眼中看为不可能的。
Frequently are the things in man's sight that is impossible.
比方雅鲁的女儿。
For instance, Jairus' daughter.
他们还没有到她就死掉了。
Before they arrived there, she died.
死了还有什么意思呢？
And if she is dead, what meaning is there?
还有什么用处呢？
What is the use of his going?
在人的眼见的里边一点意思都没有。
In man's sight, there is no meaning at all.
但弟兄姊妹你留意，
My brothers and sisters,
我们的主在这里又说了一句话。
Our Lord also said this there.
不要怕。
Do not fear.
不要怕。
Do not fear.
弟兄姊妹们不要怕。
Brothers,
这一个是安慰的话。
Brothers and sisters, these words, do not fear, are words of comfort.
那安慰必须要有实质。
And even though there is comfort there, he must have the actual the content.
如果没有实质的话，那安慰是虚空的。
Without the actual practice, then the comforting words are empty.
我们的主说不要怕。
Our Lord said, "Do not fear."
那一定有一个事实在那里要发生。
So there must be a fact that is going to happen there.
我看当时我们的主这样对那个管会堂的人说。
And when I hear our Lord saying this to the ruler of the synagogue at that
time, 你不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
你只要相信。
Just believe.
那这话跟这一个管会堂的人在后面所记录的那些事情很有关系了。
Then these words have a lot to do with the recording that comes after.
因为我们的主还没有去管会堂的家的时候，这个事情发生了。
Because before our Lord arrived at his house, this happened.
按照人看来是说不必去了。
According to man, you need not to go anymore. Because you already died.
没有希望了。
There's no hope.
但是主说不要怕。
But our Lord said, do not be afraid.
在人绝望的时候，在人看到没有可能的时候，主说不要怕。
It is when man is without hope, when they seem hopeless, it is then our Lord says, do not be afraid.
为什么不要怕呢？
Why do not be afraid?
你只要信。
Only believe.
你相信主能不能做这个事呢？
Do you believe that the Lord can do this?
如果你相信，
If you do believe,
主就要做，
Our Lord will do it.
你不相信，
If you do not believe,
那主就不能做，
Then our Lord cannot do it.
这和上面所提的那个被鬼附的和那个血漏的妇人就不一样了。
Then this is different from the demon possessed man and the woman with the bleeding.
那个被鬼附的是不能信，
that the man possessed with the demon that he was not able to believe.
那个血漏的妇人是没有勇气去说出她要信。
And the woman with the bleeding did not have the courage to speak forth that she wants to believe.
但是我们能领会在他们里面他们有一个要。
But we can understand that within them they did have this wanting.
所以主做工。
So our Lord worked.
那现在环境叫这个管会堂的人看，没有，不可能再有什么盼望了。
Now the circumstances would cause this ruler of the synagogue to feel there's no more hope.
但主说不要怕。
But our Lord said, do not be afraid.
只要信。
Only believe.
好了，那他们走就走到这个管会堂的家里了。
So as they went to this house of this ruler of the synagogue.
那么一到了那里，
And when they got there,
就看到那个女孩子死掉了，真的死掉了。
They indeed see the daughter was dead.
哦，人就在那里吵吵闹闹，要准备这个那个。
And man made a great commotion preparing this and that.
那主就把那些人赶走。
And so our Lord bid them to go away.
只是带走那他的门徒和这个女孩子的父母进到那个女孩子躺着的地方。
But only taking his disciples and the father and mother of the damsel into the house where the daughter lie.
那我想弟兄姊妹们，当这个女孩子的父亲看见她的女儿躺在那里死掉了。
Now I believe at this time when the father entered in, seeing that his daughter was lying there dead.
在眼见里边这个事实真实不真实呢？
By sight, is this a true fact?
真实的不得了。
It is so true.
真实的不能再真实了。
It is so true, it cannot be any more real.
既然就死了。
Since she is already dead.
那还有什么办法呢？
What other way is there?
那是大概拉撒路的事情还没有发生。
At that time, the matter of Lazarus did not appear yet.
所以认真说来，主叫死人复活，不晓得是这个是头一个，还是在那个拿因城的寡妇的那个孩子是头一个。
And so,the first time that our Lord caused the dead to be raised again, I don't know if this is the first time with this daughter or the man, the son at Nain, was that the first time?
那一个做爸爸的看到这个情形。
And so when a father sees this situation,
他怎么办？
What would he do?
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
在这样这个时候，我们就看到我们的主刚才说的那个话，不要怕，只要信。 的那个作用在什么地方。
Then we can see the function of our Lord's word before, what it was, is do not be afraid, only believe.
乃是要叫当事人要认定主是谁，就不看眼见的环境。
It is so that the person at hand can acknowledge who the Lord is, do not fix their eyes upon the environment.
我们常常说
many times we say,
眼见是非常影响人对主的跟随的。
That sight often greatly affects our following after the Lord.
但是主在带领我们这些人的时候，就是不住的用着各种各样的安排来叫我们脱离眼见。
But as our Lord leads us, He continues to use many different arrangements and preparations for us to depart away from sight.
许多在人看为不可能的事情，主只要伸出手来，事情就解决了。
And so many of the things that man deems that is impossible, as long as the Lord extends forth His hand, then they are solved.
以前一位陈姊妹在我们中间一段时候了。
Before there was a sister Chan that was amidst us for a period of time.
昨天前天他们就夫妻俩就来到湾区，今天就回上海去了。
And just 2 days ago they came from Shanghai to the Bay Area, returning yesterday.
那过去他很长一段时间在的时候，他很少跟我们提到他自己怎么去经历主。
And for the longest time when she was with us, she seldom mentioned how she herself experienced the Lord.
昨天晚上她就说了好些，她怎么经历主。
And last night, she shared much upon her experiences with the Lord.
所说的都是在人看为不可能的。
And by sight, what she shared, it was impossible with man.
但是感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
主一动手，不可能就成了可能。
Then when the Lord's hand starts working, then the impossible becomes possible.
如果只有一件事情,
if it's only one thing,
那我们可以说那是偶然。
Then we may say that it's just by encounter.
但是他所经历的不止一件事。
But what she experienced was not only one.
两件、三件。
Two, three.
那一件你能说是偶然，两件大概不大可说，不大容易再说偶然了。
One you may say it is coincidence, the second one you cannot say that.
如果是三件都出现的时候，你就更没有条件说那是偶然的。
When there are three things that happen, then even more so, you cannot say that is by coincidence.
凑巧的。
It is just by encounter.
我是我幸运的。
It is just because I'm fortunate.
弟兄姊妹们，幸运都不会幸运到这个不可能成为可能的。
Brothers and sisters, no matter how fortunate you are, you cannot be from the impossible to the possible.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
主在人身上做工的时候，是越过人的眼见。
When our Lord works upon man, it surpasses our sight.
他就根据他自己来做成他所要做的。
It is by himself that he does what he wills to be done.
因为为什么是这样呢？
Why?
因为他是主的仆人。
Because he is the servant of the Lord.
神的仆人。
He is the servant of God.
他看见神的定义是这样，他就照着神的定义来做神所要做的。
And because he sees the will of God, so he does what God will.
这就给我们看见，为什么有些时候人来寻求主，主不答应。
And so this lets us see why is it when sometimes man comes to seek after the Lord, the Lord does not answer them.
为什么有些时候人没有寻求主，就没有也不会寻求主，主却自动的去叫他们得着。难处的解决。
And yet other times when man does not know how to seek after the Lord or does not come to seek after the Lord, yet he solves their difficulties for them.
那我们感谢神，他就是这样来按照神的旨意服侍人。
So we thank God that our Lord, according to the will of God, serves man in this way.
那么我们来到第六章的时候，
And so as we come to chapter 6,
我们继续看到这样的一种光景。
We continue to see in this light.
那我们的主就离开那一个地方了。
Our Lord went out from there.
那一个是什么地方呢？
What place is that?
我跟弟兄姊妹轻轻提过，非常可能还是在加百农。
And I shared this lightly with brothers and sisters, where possibly it was still in Capernaum.
那现在主 就离开这个地方，回到他自己的家乡。
And so our Lord now left this place, returning to his own country.
那我们留意的。
We pay attention then.
这里所说是他的家乡，是指着拿撒勒。
Here when it says his own country, it is pointing at Nazareth.
弟兄姊妹，你看到，如果你翻到后边那个地图，你就看到。
So brothers and sisters, if you turn to the map in the back, you can see then.
这一个是加利利海。
For instance, then in front of us is the Sea of Galilee.
格拉森在这里。
And Gerasene is next to it.
伯塞大在这里。
And Bethsaida is above it.
加百农在这里。
And Capernaum is right across from that.
然后拿撒勒在这里。
And then Nazareth is below that.
都是靠近这个加利利海的。
It is all by the Sea of Galilee.
那现在主从加百农就回到拿撒勒去。
And now our Lord returned from Capernaum back to his country in Nazareth down.
那当主回到拿撒勒的时候，
And so when he returned to Nazareth,
你留意圣灵怎么记载这个事情。
Pay attention how the Holy Spirit records it.
第一点你留意的。
First thing you notice,
他回到自己的家乡。
And came into his own country.
那就是他在那里长大的。
And that is the place he grew up.
他在那里生活的。
He was raised there.
他甚至在没出来传道以前，他就是在那里做工的。
And before he even came out to preach, he worked there.
那这是他自己的地方。
And this is his own place.
正因为是自己的地方。
It's because of his,
那个地方的人对他就很熟悉了。
The people were familiar with him.
就发生底下的事情。
And so it happens what is recorded.
第二件事情我们要注意。
The second thing we must notice.
他说门徒也跟从他。
And his disciples follow him.
这个门徒究竟是多少呢？
How many disciples?
我们不知道。
We do not know.
因为起初的时候跟随主行走的人是蛮多的。
Because at the beginning many followed him.
但是我们确定一件事情。
But what we are sure of.
至少有十二。
There are at least 12.
那我们就算他是十二个人就好。
And even if we just consider only 12
disciples. 那十二个人跟着我们的主。
And now 12 disciples follow
our Lord. 来到拿撒勒。
They came to Nazareth.
那弟兄姊妹，当当地人来看这个事的时候。
Then brothers and sisters, the people, the local people, when they saw this,
就不能算是太简单了。
We cannot say that is a simple thing.
哎呀，这个耶稣他回来了。
Now this Jesus came back.
哎呀，他有很多人跟着他了。
There are many people following him.
陪伴他了。
They're by him.
也好像在那里听候他差遣。
It seems like they're also waiting there to be serving him.
而弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这对拿撒勒的人来说，
this fact to the Nazarene,
这应该是一个见证。
Should be a testimony.
见证什么呢？
To testify to what?
见证我们的主不是他们眼中的耶稣。
To testify that our Lord it is not the Jesus they know.
应该是这样。
That should be the fact.
因为这些人因着什么原因来跟随他呢？
They must ask why is it these people follow him?
当然我们的主在外面所做的一些事情他们也有一点风闻。
And of course, they might hear of some of the things of the what our Lord did.
现在他回到家乡来。
And now he comes back to his own country.
还带着一批人。
And with him are a group of followers.
我姑且说，这个就是一个见证的团队。
Let us just say that is a group of witnesses.
的确也是了。
And that is in fact the case.
那么。这批人就到了拿撒勒。
And so this group of people came to Nazareth.
是哪一天到的？我们不知道。
We don't know what day they arrived.
但是他们到了以后。
But after they arrived,
安息日也来了。
And when the Sabbath day was come,
那么我们的主就进到会堂里面去教训人。
So、he went to teach in the synagogue.
当时那些人一听见就感觉很。
And so when they heard, they were astonished.
他们就说，这个不是我们中间长大的那一个耶稣吗？
Is this not the Jesus who grew up in our midst?
怎么他会讲那么许多的话？
Why is it he was able to say so much?
那些话又带着权柄。
And all those words are filled with
authority. 那些话又有智慧。
And they're filled with wisdom.
叫他们佩服得不得了。
And so they had much respect.
他们 有这样的稀奇。
And they were astonished of such.
但是看一看这一个人。
But after they saw this man,
就发生问题了。
Then the issue came up.
因为在他们的认识里。
Because in their understanding,
主耶稣在他们中间不过是一个木匠。
Our Lord Jesus before them was only a carpenter.
他我们从小就看见他长大。
We saw him grow up.
他只会做木匠的工作。
He can only do carpentry.
怎么现在他来教训人呢？
Why is it now he is teaching them?
并且带着那么大的、那么高的智慧来说出这许许多多的话。
And how can he preach with so much wisdom?
并且他手里面也做了一些个事情，叫他们感觉很不一样的。
And even the mighty works wrought by his hand, they felt differently.
那弟兄姊妹们，你留意圣灵是这样简单的记录。当时主回到家乡的光景。
Now, brothers and sisters, pay attention to the recording of the Holy Spirit in this simple way of the situation when Jesus returned to his own country.
门徒跟着他。
The disciples followed him.
他非常有智慧、有能力的教导人。
And he taught with much wisdom and power.
他也做出一些事情是带出神的权柄和能力的。
And also the mighty works wrought by his hand brought forth God's might and power.
那他们看见这许多这样的事情。
And so when they saw all these,
按理来说
by logic,
这些事情应当叫他们改变他们对主耶稣的观念。
These things ought to change their impression, their concept of the Lord Jesus.
但是很可惜的
But unfortunately,
事情并不如一般人的想象。
That is not as we would think.
这些人一看是耶稣。
These people, they see, this man is Jesus.
是他不错。
It is him.
的确是他从我们中间一直长大，也在我们中间做木匠的。
It is him who grew up in our midst and is a carpenter among us.
不单是他爸爸做木匠，他也是做木匠的。
Not only is his father a carpenter, but he himself is a carpenter.
并且他是玛利亚的儿子。
And he is the son of Mary.
他有几个兄弟，我们都认得。
And we also know how many siblings he has.
他还有好些姊妹，也都是在我们中间的。
And even his brethren grew up amongst us.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
你留意了
Pay attention.
拿撒勒的人一看这种光景的时候
And when the Nazarenes saw this situation,
他们就觉得不能接纳他
They felt they cannot receive him.
不管他做什么
No matter what he did.
不管他说什么
No matter what he said.
他们就是不要接受他
It is they just did not want to receive him.
我们中文圣经就说厌弃他
In the Chinese translation, it tells us that they were offended at him.
我们留意那个小字。
Now let us pay attention to the footnote.
小字就说，厌弃原文说因他跌倒。
And in the original text of they were offended at him that they fell because of him.
为什么因他跌倒呢？
And why was it they stumbled because of him?
我想来想去我想了很久不是说现在才想从前也就想
And I thought this for a very long time not only now but before as well
怎么会跌倒
Why is it that they would stumble
他在那里教导
He is teaching there
你不听就不听嘛
You don't have to listen
你看见他在那里行异能
And when you see his mighty works
你已经认为不可思议，你就不接受。
If you think that you can, that those are amazing, you don't have to accept them.
那为什么会因此而跌倒呢？
Why is it that because of that you would fall?
说实在话，我到现在也不懂。
To be honest, I do not understand even now.
不过我想有可能是这样。
But I think it may be this way.
这个所谓的跌倒，不是我们平常所说的那个跌倒。
The stumbling, it is not the stumbling we think of usually.
我们现在所说的跌倒就是说这个人离开了神。
That the stumbling or the falling out means this person left God.
这里所说的跌倒我看那个翻中文圣经的人把它翻成厌弃大概他也是有 想到有点道理。
And so when I see the translation in the Chinese that they were sick of him, that maybe he had some vision, he had some understanding about this word in the original text of falling or stumbling.
原因就在，尽管你说那么许多，你做那么许多。
And the reason being, no matter how much you say or how much you do,
你的出生是那样卑微。
It is because your birth, how you was raised was so humble, so lowly.
你在我们中间，你也没有什么特殊的地方。
And amongst us, you did not have anything that was special.
你就是能做到这样的，做出一些这样的事来。
And even though you may be able to do these great things,
我们都知道你的底事。
We all know your background.
所以没有什么能叫我们佩服你的。
So there's nothing that would cause us to respect you.
弟兄姊妹，非常可能就是这种光景。
So brothers and sisters, very possibly it is this condition.
因为底上我们的主也说。
Because our Lord also said later on,
你们不尊重我，那是很自然的。
You did not honor me, that is very natural.
因为历世历代以来先知在本地是不受人尊重的。
Because throughout the generations, a prophet is not without honor in his own country.
为什么不受人尊重呢？
Why?
因为他从小到长大，人对他都很熟悉。
Because from very young to when they grew up,Men are very familiar with them.
最糟糕的是这样。
But what is even worse is this.
这个人本来是很差的。
Now this person may be very bad.
也许是很坏的。
Or maybe a very bad person.
那突然他讲起神的事情来。
Suddenly he may speak of the things of God.
人家就说是真的是假的。
Then others may say, is that true or false?
他不是这样的人。
He is not such a person.
我说这个事情啊，其实是说我自己。
And when I'm only saying that, I'm referring to myself.
我小的时候是很皮的。
And when I was very young, I was very naughty.
甚至是青少年人的时候还是很皮的。
Even when I was in my youth, I was still very naughty.
后来主呼召我出来在服侍他的时候。
And when our Lord called me out to serve him.
有一些从小就认识我的那些。那些我们家里头的一些长辈。
And so from those relatives who knew of me when I was young,
他听说这个，听说有这么一回事。
And they heard of such a thing.
他说他。
He said him.
他是出来传道啊。
He's coming out to preach.
怎么可能呢？
How's that possible?
弟兄姊妹，你晓得。
Brothers and sisters, you understand.
人看一个人。
When man looks at another.
他就是看他过去。
They look at his past.
看他出生。
They look at his background, his birth.
看他一般的关系。
And they just look at the general relationships.
因为这个是人看人一般都是这样看。
Because in general, that is how one would view another.
但是
，But
如果我们要看神的自己，或者要看神所拣选的人
，If we want to look at God Himself or on those whom He chooses,
我们就不能这样看。
We cannot look at it in the same way.
因为这样看的话
，Because if we were to do so,
一定看走远的。
We would be wrong.
那现在这里就有我们的主就碰到这样的事情。
And so our Lord here encounters this.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能不说。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot but say.
在拿上了人的眼前，我们的主是卑微的。
In the view of the Nazarenes, our Lord was very lowly.
他没有上过学。
He was not educated.
我说上学啊，就是没有去跟过哪一个拉比。
I mean by saying that he did not follow any rabbi.
他怎么能知道神的事情？
How is it possible that he knows the things of God? Man did not trust that.
但弟兄他们却没有留意到。
But brothers and sisters, they neglected.
神的儿子在这个事情发生以前所做的、所表明出来的。
That the Son of God, before this happened, what he did and what was manifested,
乃是要显明。 他是谁
was to manifest who he is.
他不是一个一般的人。
He is not a common person.
在人看来他是卑微的。
In man's view, he is humble.
在人看来他是木匠。
In man's view, he is a carpenter.
但是马并且马可福音的主题就是做仆人的。
And in fact, the theme of Mark is one of a servant.
但是他虽然是做仆人。
And even though he is a servant,
马可福音的起头。
The beginning of Mark
却不是说他是仆人
did not record that he was a servant.
马可福音的起头
the beginning of Mark
是说神儿子耶稣基督
was that the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
兄弟们，你留意看看
Brothers and sisters, if you notice,
神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头
the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
一开头就肯定了神的儿子这个事实。
At the beginning, it confirms this fact that he is the Son of God.
那人因为根据眼见
But man, because they follow their sight.
结果面对着神的儿子他们不认识他是神的儿子。
As a result, when they face the Son of God, they do not know him as the Son of God.
尤其是在拿撒勒的这一批人。
Especially in this group of the Nazarenes.
他们凭眼见
by sight
他们只看见一个卑微的木匠
they only see a very lowly carpenter
他们却没有看见
they did not see
在这个卑微的木匠的身份的里头
that in the status of this humble carpenter
并没有抹掉他是神的儿子
did not take away the fact that he is the Son of God
好，我们感谢主
we thank our Lord
他甘愿卑微
He was willing to humble himself.
乃是因为他可以因此进到更多的人的当中。
It is so that in order for him to be able to enter into the midst of many.
地上经多的是卑微的人。
That there are so many on earth that are humble.
我们觉得我们的主他没有出生在一个王他是有王族的那个身份但是却没有出生在王族的 那一种荣耀里
And we know that our Lord has the status of the royal family yet he was not born into that royal status
如果他是出生在王族的荣耀里
If he was being born into the status the glory of the royal family
他怎么能进到许多人的中间去服侍他们呢
How is he able to enter into the midst of many to serve them?
他隐藏他的荣耀
He hid his glory
他做一个卑微的木匠
He became a humble carpenter
让我们的主可以在许许多多的人中间随意来往
And so our Lord can go as he wills freely amongst many
去服侍
To serve them
我们感谢主
We thank our Lord
这一点是非常的重要
This is a very important point
我们的主虽然成为卑微但却不改变他是神儿子的事实
Even though our Lord humbled himself does not change the fact that he is the Son of God
那这样一来
This way
我们就看到一个结果了
We see this result
我们的主
Our Lord
在拿撒勒要显明神的自己就受了限制
Then our Lord's willingness to manifest God himself was restricted in Nazareth
我们留意圣灵的记录
Let's pay attention to the recording of the Holy Spirit
第五节就说耶稣就在那里不得不是不得是不能行什么异能不过按手在几个病人身上治好他们
verse 5 and he could there do no mighty work save that he laid his hand upon a few sick folk and healed them
弟兄姊妹们什么意思啊
brothers and sisters what does that mean
那如果我们单单是读只是读你特别留意
My brothers and sisters pay attention
从第五章下来
From verse 5 on
我们上一次不是特别提的吗
Did we not make mention last time
第五章开始在马可的记录里边是记录到主用着他自己的生命来做人的供应
that starting from chapter 5, we have mentioned that the Lord uses himself as the provision of life to many.
这是主来到地上的目的。
And that is the purpose of his coming on earth.
用生命去释放人。
To use life to free man.
用生命去扶持人。
To use life to support man.
用生命的大能去胜过死亡的权势。
To use the power of life to overcome the death, the power of death.
这个从第五章上来，我们一直看见我们的主的，我圣灵记录主的服事是突出这一个生命的彰显。
And this is what is pointed out and manifested this life as the Holy Spirit records the work of the Lord in chapter 5.
现在回到拿撒勒的时候，
And now when he returns to Nazareth,
就碰上一批人。
He encounters this group of people.
这一批人，
And this group of people,
比那个在坟墓里被鬼附的人还不如。
Even was worse off than the one who was demon possessed in the tomb.
那个在坟墓里被污鬼附的人，他只是不能寻求主。
The man that was possessed with demons in the tomb, he was not able to seek after the Lord.
但是拿撒勒里这一批人，他们不是不能寻求主。
But the people in Nazareth, it's not that they were not able to seek after the Lord.
而是不要寻求主。
But it was that they did not want to seek after the Lord.
不相信主。
They did not believe in the Lord.
那这样就把主做工的门完全关掉。
And so thus, they're closing all the doors for the Lord to work.
你不信主。
You did not believe in the Lord.
主就不勉强做工。
And God would not force his work.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得最近大陆中国大陆上面，要发动一些的讲论了。
Brothers and sisters, you realize in mainland China now they want to start up some doctrine.
那个讲论呢，乃就是说。
And that doctrine is.
不一定要信耶稣的。
But you may not, you do not necessarily need to believe in Jesus.
不可以把人分成信与不信的。
You cannot separate man on the belief and the unbelief.
你说只有信的人可以得救，不信的人都要灭亡啊，这个话不能说的。
You cannot say such words that those who are believed will be saved and those who do not believe will perish. You cannot say that.
因为神不要做这样的事情。
Because God does not want to do that.
因为神是爱的神。
Because God is a God of love.
信耶稣的当然是有好人。
Of course, those who believe in the Lord are those good people.
不信耶稣的人 也有不少的好人。
And even those who do not believe in Jesus have many good people.
你能说这是好人，他们都要死在灭亡里吗？
Would you say that even those good people who do not believe would perish?
所以这个是不合理。
And so that is not reasonable.
神是爱的神，他的恩典不会做这样的事。
And because God is a God of love, by his grace, he will not do such a thing.
弟兄姊妹们，当然这些人是有意要改变神给我们的拯救。
Of course, brothers and sisters, these people intend to change the salvation which God gives and promises to us.
所以他们这样说的时候，许多人听起来也觉得蛮有道理。
And but when they say it this way, many when they hear it think this is very reasonable.
比方说去年中国不是长江大水吗？
For example, wasn't there a flooding in the Changjiang River?
那有些人抢救长江那个缺口的时候都给淹死了。那
And so when they were helping with the flood in the Yangtze River, many drowned.
结果就把那个堤抢好，就叫许多人得救活了。
And so that because of that, many people were saved.
你说这样舍去自己来救那么许多的人，不能得拯救，这怎么说得过去呢？
But yet because they saved others, they themselves died, and then if you say they, if they don't believe, they will die and perish, how can you say that?
这样好的人都不能得救，那什么人还才能得救呢？
Now for such good people, if they would not be saved, then who is qualified to be saved?
这些人说的这些话，你听起来好像是有道理的。
And so brothers and sisters, when they say these words, it seems to make a lot of sense.
但事实上是似是而非的。
But in fact, that seems true but as false.
我们要说的，
What we are to say,
神给人的拯救是向所有的人都打开的。
The salvation of God is to all.
并不是神的恩典只给信的人的。
And his grace is not for only those who believe.
信的人在没有接受神的救恩以前也是一个不信的人。
Those who believe before they accept the grace of God are still the unbelievers.
他们所以会信乃是所以他们成为信的人就是因为接受神的儿子。
It is because they accept and receive the Son of God then they become believers.
并不是神圈定了这些人我就是当把神儿子给他们所以他们能信。
It is not that God circled these people that I will only give my son to these people then they will believe.
不是这样。
It is not that way.
神把救赎的恩典是向所有的人打开的。
The grace of his salvation is open to all.
你愿意接受你就接受。
You're willing to receive then you will receive it.
你不愿意接受神也不勉强。
If you're not willing to accept it, he will not force you.
但是你不接受你就要承担那个不接受的结果。
But if you do not accept it, then you must receive the result of not receiving.
人不愿意接受神的拯救
If man is not willing to accept the salvation of God,
却又不甘心接受，去承担那个结果。
Yet are not willing to bear the responsibility of not believing.
神不是不义的神。
He is not an unrighteous God.
他是公义的神。
He is a righteous God.
他为人预备一个拯救，你拒绝，你只好自己负责。
And so if you reject the salvation which he gives to you, he plans for you, then you have to bear your own responsibility.
你怎么可以说？把人分成信与不信，这个是不应该。
How can you say it is not reasonable to separate man from believers and unbelievers?
这个是事实。
That is just the fact.
这一批人是信的。
This group of people are believers.
另外一批人是不信的。
The other group are unbelievers.
你不能说那些不信的人就成为信的。
You cannot say those unbelievers then just become believers.
没有这样的事情。
There's no such thing.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
你就看到一些事情。
Then you see something.
神不能做工在一些人的身上。
That when God could not work upon a group of people,
不是神真的不能做。
It is not that God is not able to do so.
乃是人不愿意接受神所做，神就不勉强。在他身上做。
It is when man is not willing to accept the work of God, God will not force his work upon them.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常重要的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, that's a very important thing.
那所以在拿撒勒这一个地方。
So in this place, Nazareth.
人既然向主关门。
Since man closed the doors to God.
所以主也就在那里不显明那个生命的作为。
So our Lord did not manifest the work of life.
只是教导
he only taught,
只是治好一些病人
and he only healed a few
教导跟治好一些病人仍然是 为着那一个目的让人认识他是谁
and as he taught and healed a few it is still for that purpose for man to know who he is
我们感谢主
we thank our Lord
环境的抵挡
The opposition from their environment
没有改变我们的主用着他的生命来服侍人
did not change the fact that our Lord uses his life to serve men
所以接下去弟兄姊妹你马上就看到
So brothers and sisters continue you can see this
主把十二个门徒差遣出去
He called unto him the 12 and sent them forth
差遣出去 传道
To send them forth to preach
差遣他们的时候
and as he sent them
就给他们一些安排
he gave them these arrangements
第一
first
不叫他们带食物和口袋
that they take nothing on their journey no food
第二腰带里也不带钱
that they do not bring any money
只是穿鞋
only with sandals
连衣服也不多拿多带一件
that they do not even bring extra coats
然后就告诉他们说
And then he tells them,
你无论到了哪一个地方
No matter where you go to
你就到了那里那些接待你们的人那里你就安然地住下来
And you would go to those who receive you and stay with them in peace
如果人不接待你的时候
and if they do not receive you,
你们离开的时候就把脚上的尘土也躲下来
and when you depart there, shake off the dust under your feet.
这里就说向他们做见证
and here it says for a testimony against them.
做什么见证呢
What testimony?
就是见证将来神追讨的时候你们自己去负责
and that is to testify when GodPursues after his judgment, they are bearing their own responsibility.
与我们没有关系。
It has nothing to do with them.
我们已经尽了我们所做的。
And we have done our own part.
是你们拒绝，那你们自己就负责。
And so if you reject it, you bear your own responsibility.
我们看到主当时做了这些的安排。
And so we see our Lord arrange this way.
那么这些安排
，and these arrangements
是为了什么目的呢
？For what purpose?
圣灵很特意记载这一件事情。
The Holy Spirit especially mentions this.
当然在马太福音里面也记载这个事情。
Of course, in the Gospel according to Matthew also records this.
但是我们又问了。
But we must ask them.
记载这个事情做什么呢
？What is the meaning of this recording?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
你留意一件事。
Pay attention to one thing.
主这样做安排。
As our Lord arranged this way.
乃是要让门徒。去经历他们所跟随的是谁
It is so in order for the disciples to experience whom they're following
从他们实际的操练的里边去经历生命的大能
In their actual experience they would experience the power of life
和认识怎么去做一个主所差遣的
And also to know how to be a servant that is sent of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你说这是很有的困难。
Brothers and sisters, you say this is very difficult.
什么都没有，怎么出去呢
？You have nothing. How can you go out?
首先我要解决生活的问题。
First, we must solve the problem of living.
生活问题不解决，怎么去做主的差遣呢？
And if we do not solve the problem of living, how do we be sent to serve the Lord?
我们在这里，你看见主的这个差遣。
We see the sending of our Lord here.
不是不给他们预备。
It is not that he did not prepare for them.
而是要叫他们在实际的操练里面去经历主的信实和主。
But it is in their actual training for them to personally experience God's faithfulness and God being their provision.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们必须很注意到这一件。
We must extremely pay close attention to this.
主是服侍人的主。
Our Lord is the Lord who serves man.
主也是呼召许多人与他一同来服侍。
And he is also one who calls many to serve with him.
但是我们特别在马可福音里面看到。
But especially in the gospel according to Mark.
我说的是特别在这里看到。
I say especially here we can see.
那个意思就是说你在其他的福音书上面也同样的看到。
And the meaning is in the other gospels you can also see.
不过没有在马可福音里面那么突出。
But it's not as manifested as in the gospel according to Mark.
主对门徒的造就。
Our Lord's edification to the disciples.
让他们成为一个服侍的人。
For them to be one of service.
不是只是在那里教给他们一些道理。
It is not just to give them doctrine.
主是给他们道理。
Our Lord does give them doctrine.
但是更重要的你看见。
But what is even more important we can see.
主是把他们放在实际的操练里。
Our Lord pushed them into actual service.
现在主把这些门徒差遣出去
And our Lord sends them forth.
就好像让他们空手出去一样
It seems like they're going out empty-handed.
但是不是真的空手出去呢
But is it true that way?
不是
No.
主的灵是陪着他们去
Our Lord's Spirit is with them.
主的名是给他们使用的
Our Lord's name is to be used by them.
主的道路是在那里让他们去跟随的
and it is our Lord's path that is there for them to follow
我们感谢赞美主
and we praise and thank our Lord
那这十二个门徒啊
now these 12 disciples
我们越过一点到三十节
now if we go a little further to verse 30
使徒聚集到耶稣那里，将一切所做的事、所传的道全告诉他。他就说，你们来同我暗暗的到旷野地方去歇一歇，因为这里是来往的人多，他们连吃饭也没有功夫。他们就坐船暗暗的往旷野去。再越过一点，
that's verse 30 to verse 32. Now we go a little further.
就是呢，那些人就是五饼二鱼的那个事情发生以前，
it was right before the five bread and the two fish.
那么天已经晚了，
it became dark.
这几千人在这里，
and the thousands were round about.
他们没吃的，
they have nothing to eat.
怎么办？
What are they to do?
门徒也发觉这个难处了，
and the disciples discovered it.
他们就来到主面前说，
and they came to the Lord saying,
主啊，不要讲那么许多了。
Lord, do not say so much.
你再讲他们就不走了。
If you continue on, they will not leave.
你就停上来，你不要讲了。
Stop and not speak anymore.
你吩咐他们回家吧。
Tell them to go home.
因为不然的话他们都要饿了。
Otherwise, they are hungry.
但是主说，
but our Lord said,
你们给他们吃吧。
Give them to eat.
就姊妹，你看这个话好像很没有道理。
Brothers and sisters, it seems this is not reasonable.
主差遣门徒出去的时候，是什么都没有让他们带。
Our Lord, when He sent them forth, did not let them bring anything.
事实上也没有什么可以给他们带。
And in fact, did not have anything to give them to bring along.
那现在他们去经历了回来。
And now they have experienced and came back.
没有一个人受挨饿。
No one went hungry.
也没有一个人不经历到主差遣的那个宝贝。
All of them experienced the preciousness of being sent by the Lord.
在马可福音，因为是说仆人，所以就没很详细的记载。
And because the gospel according to Mark talks about the servant, they did not record in detail.
在别的福音呢，我们就记载的比较很详细。
And in the other gospels, we can see it is more detailed.
门徒回来的时候兴高采烈的。
That when the disciples returned, they were filled with much joy.
对主说，
they said to the Lord,
主啊，
Lord,
因着你的名，
because of your name,
连鬼都服了我们。
We cast out demons.
他们兴高采烈。
And so they were so joyful.
现在在这里你看到。
But now here you see.
他们有了一些经历回来。
They have some experiences.
但是主就让他们往经再更深的去经历。
The Lord allowed them to go even deeper, further in their experiences.
主啊，你打发这些人回去，让他们。
And so when they said to the Lord.Send them home so they can find food to eat.
因为在这里没什么可食之物。
Because here we have nothing to give them to eat.
主说你们给他们吃吧。
Our Lord said to them, give of them to eat.
你叫门徒怎么去接受这个？你们就说，我们就是去买20两银子来，那的饼回来都不够他们呢。
And the disciples, how can they accept this? Even if they were to buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat, that was not enough.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这是事实。
That is a fact.
那时候二十两银子是很多了。
It was a lot already for 200 penny worth.
但是这里是很多人啊，光是男人已经5000了。
Now here there are so many people, even the men were 5,000.
二十两银子。
200 pennies worth.
去哪里拿二十两银子？
Where do they get this amount of money?
弟兄姊妹记得，
Brothers and sisters, remember,
有收丁税的人来见主。
There was one time a tax gatherer
来见彼得，
who came to see Peter,
来问主的，
to
主的事，
to ask the matter of the Lord.
说你们的夫子不纳丁税吗？
Does your master not give tax?
彼得就说纳。
Peter said yes. He does.
那所以他就到主那里说，主啊，拿丁税的人来要收丁税了，怎么办？
Peter went to the Lord asking for money. What are they to do?
主当时教导了他一些功课。
And then our Lord taught him.
然后就叫他去钓鱼。
And then asked him to go fishing.
他说你钓上来这个鱼 鱼口里面有一块银子，你就那就足够你我两个人的那个税银，你去交了。
And then telling him that it, once you catch the fish, then in the fish you will find enough money to pay for our tax.
弟兄姊妹，从那一件事情你晓得。
So brothers and sisters, from that you realize.
我们的主身上没有钱的。
Our Lord did not carry any money, does not have any money on him.
就算他有钱，钱也不在他手上。
Even if he had money, it was not with him.
钱是在犹大的手里。
It was in the hands of Judah.
就像现在这里说，二十两银子都不够，不够给这些人，这是不是犹大在那里发回答的呢？我们不知道。
And so here, if there's an answer to that, even 200 pennies worth of bread was not enough to give to them to eat. I don't know if it's Judah saying this.
就算有二十两，也不解决问题。
Even if they had that amount, it did not solve the issue.
怎么给他们吃呢？
How did they were to feed them?
那你留意三十八节。
Pay attention, verse 38.
主就问。
Our Lord asked.
那你们有多少？
How many loaves have ye?
他们哪里有？
Where do they have?
他们什么都没有。
They did not have any.
弟兄姊妹们记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
这次的五饼二鱼是从那五千人人当中的一个小孩子那里找到的，拿出来的。
These five bread and two fishes were found amongst the 5,000 from the children.
就是如果我们把这些事情都掌握过来的时候，
so brothers and sisters were able to grasp all
these. 你说为什么我们的主做这样无聊的事情？
And then if you ask, why would our Lord do such things?
你叫门徒去给他们吃了。
And that you ask for the disciples to feed them.
门徒到哪里去要呢？
Where the disciples to go and feed?
门徒说不能解决问题，主就问说，那你们有多少？
And when the disciples said,We cannot go buy the food for them. The Lord would ask them, "How much do you have?"
他们什么都没有。
They did not have any.
然后主就说，那你们去看看。
And so our Lord asked them to go and see.
弟兄姊妹，你注意了，这个去看看就是一个差遣。
Brothers and sisters, now pay attention. Just go and see is sending them forth.
我们平常轻描淡写就过去了，没有留意到这个是一个差遣。
Before we would go through this so lightly and not realize this is the Lord sending them forth.
一个就是一个仆人的事实的出现了。
And that is the fact of a coming forth of a servant.
然后他们去了解一下，哦，有一个小孩子带着五饼二鱼。
And after they found and knew, they said there is a child with five loaves and two fish.
然后
and then
就借着那五饼二鱼，主就叫那许多人吃饱了。
By those five bread and two fish, he fed many and they were full.
好了，弟兄姊妹留意。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention.
接下去我现在只是轻轻提，以后我们要比较细一点看的。
I just mentioned this slightly. Next time we'll go into detail.
先这样提的时候来点出一个问题来。
I first mentioned this slightly to point forth an issue.
那五饼二鱼过了以后，他们就过坐船过又去伯帅大了。
And so after this of the five bread and two fish, they went on the other side on the boat to Bethsaida.
那主没有跟他们一块起行。
Our Lord did not go with them.
只是后来主从海面上行走过去。
And then later on, our Lord walked on water over to them.
那当中那个过程我们以后再细看。
And the details we'll look into it next time.
当时在晚上，门徒看见有一个人在水面上走。
Now it was late at night when they saw this man walking on the sea.
他们害怕起来。
They became afraid.
然后我们的主告诉他们说不要怕。
And then our Lord told them not to be afraid.
很快主就上了船。
And then he went into the ship.
但是这些门徒心里面很有一些疑问。
Because in their hearts they were still questioning.
我们留意五十二节。
Let us pay attention to verse 52.
这是因为不明白那分饼的事，心里还是愚顽。
For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened.
这是愚顽的不是别人，是这是十二个门徒。
Now these hearts that were hardened were not other people but these 12 disciples.
为什么愚顽呢？
Why were they hardened?
因为他们还不明白
分
饼的事。
Because they did not understand the miracle of the loaves.
弟兄姊妹们你留意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
在这里你就看见五饼二鱼
Here then you can see the five bread and two fish.
长久以来人以为就是一个神迹。
But this miracle, for so longest time, man deems that as a miracle.
但是马可福音叫我们看见。
But in Mark, it causes us to see.
这一个是神迹没有错。
It is true, it is a miracle.
但是这个神迹的目的不是为了叫这，主要不是为了叫五千人吃饱。
That this miracle was not to feed the 5,000.
而是为着门徒他们受造就。
It is for the edification of the disciples.
而是为着门徒知道主是谁。
It is in order for the disciples to know who the Lord is.
也让门徒知道服事是怎样的去操练。
And it is also for them to realize how it is for them to be trained in their service.
因为在这个五饼二鱼的事上面，主给他们好几个功课了。
Because in this lesson of the five bread and two fishes, the Lord taught them much lessons.
为什么我们说五饼二鱼是为着门徒？
Why do we say that this miracle is for the disciples and not for the many?
马可福音没有记载。
Mark did not record this.
约翰福音就记载了。
The Gospel of John recorded it.
第二天，这些吃过五饼二鱼的人又去找主。
The next day, these people who were filled went to seek after the Lord.
找到了主就说今天没有饼吃了。
And then when they found the Lord, he said, "There's no bread for you to eat."
你们虽然走了很远的路来到这里，但是我还是没有饼给你们吃。
Even though you went a long distance to look for me, I have no bread for you.
你们要吃就吃生命饼。
If you are to eat, eat of the bread of life.
那就带到主来的目的里边去了。
And so it brings them to the purpose of our Lord's coming.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到五饼二鱼主要的目的不是为着众人。
So brothers and sisters realize that the feeding of the 5,000 was not
for the many. 是为着门徒做仆人的一些造就。
It was for the edification of the disciples to be servants.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那我们看到一件事情。
And so we see one thing.
从第六章开始。
Starting from chapter 6.
好像那个记载的事情毫不相连的。
It seems like the things that are recorded does not have any connection.
主在拿撒勒给人拒绝是一件事。
Our Lord was rejected in Nazareth, that's one thing.
接上去就说差遣门徒。
And then he sent the disciples.
再接下去就说到希律杀了那个砍了那个约翰的头。
And then it talks about Herod beheading John the Baptist.
然后再下去就说到门徒回来报告他们受差遣的结果。
And then it tells us about the 12 being sent returning and tells them the Lord what happened.
然后就五饼二鱼的事情出来。
And then the matter of the five bread and two fish.
那一连串的事情都好像没有关联的。
So all these things doesn't seem to be connected.
但是你看到进到里面去的时候。
But when we enter into them.
你看到这些事情完全连在一起。
All these things are completely connected together.
连在什么地方呢？
Where is the connection?
连在门徒在神面在主面前要有的认识和经历。
It is in the connection of the servants, the disciples, and the knowledge, the understanding, and the experience that they ought to have.
刚刚在马可福音的里边没有把主来的目的扩大到原来的样子。
Of course, in Mark, it did not reveal to us the expanded will and purpose of God's coming.
比较集中在怎样去做一个仆人。
But it focuses on the fact of how to be a servant.
那要怎样去做一个仆人？
So how is it then to be a servant?
你留意到拿撒勒人的拒绝。
If you pay attention to the rejection of Nazareth,
约翰的头。
Herod beheading John the Baptist.
那这些都是说出当时那个环境。
That tells us of the circumstances.
是叫人看见跟随主是没有路的。
It is for man to see that those who follow the Lord does not have a path.
好像你要跟随主，你就选择一条死路。
It seems like if you are to follow the Lord, you are choosing this path of death.
但是感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
在这样的眼见的环境里，
it is under this circumstance.
主仍然抓紧每一个合宜的时间来叫他的门徒接受操练。
Our Lord still grabbed hold onto the appropriate times to edify His disciples.
透过操练来认识主是谁。
And through those training to realize for them who the Lord is.
来认识怎样去做仆人。
To realize how for them to be a servant.
弟兄姊妹们，历史发展到了今天。
Brothers and sisters, throughout history until today.
人对服事的这一件事情。
To the matter of service.
所看出来的结果。和主的心意距离的越来越远。
Man's view on the result of service, according to the will of God, is further and further away.
许多人以为
，many feel
你只要掌握一点知识，你就能侍奉神。
As long as you hold on to a bit of knowledge, then you can serve God.
但是你回到主所做的里边，
But if you return to what our Lord did,
我们非常明显的看见，
Very clearly we're able to see,
主是要 叫门徒认识一些基本的真理，
Our Lord wants the disciples to understand the basic truths,
但是更重要的，
But what is even more important,
是主要给门徒做许多的安排，让他们去经历去操练那些真理。
That our Lord wants the disciples to actually train and experience those truths.
没有实际的去经历到主的自己。
That practically to experience our Lord Himself.
就没有办法好好的去服侍。
Because without those experiences, we cannot serve well.
因为我们一回到主的光里面去看。
Because once we return to look under the light of our Lord,
服事就不是去完成一些工作。
Service is not to complete a task.
服事乃是要把神的心意做成在人的身上。
But service is to do the will of God upon men.
如果工作完成，
If the work is done,
但神在人身上的心意没有做到。
But yet, the heart and will of God has not been done upon men.
在人看，那个工作是完成。
Then in man's view, yes, the work is done.
在神看，那个工作还没有开始。
But in God's sight, the work has yet to begin.
然后说清楚一点。
To be more clear.
那个服事还没有开始。
The service is yet to begin.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是非常严肃的事。
So brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
在马可福音的里面。
In the gospel according to Mark,
一面给我们看见主怎样服侍人。
On the one hand, it shows us how our Lord serves men.
一面我们也看见主怎样带领人去学习服侍。
On the other hand, we also see our Lord how he leads men into service.
这是非常非常特别的一卷书。
And this is a very special, unique book.
所以在马太福音里边，你能看见主说的跟做的，一半一半。
And so, in Mark, we can see that our Lord says and does half and half.
在路加福音，你看见主说的也比做的多一点。
And in Matthew, you can see half and half of what our Lord does and says, and in Luke, we can see him speaking more than he does.
在约翰，你就更清楚地看见主说的比做的更多一些。
And even more clearly in John, you can see that our Lord speaks even more than what he does.
但在马可福音的里面，
But in Mark,
你看见主做的比说的多很多。
You can see it is a much greater proportion of the work of our Lord than what he says.
为什么是这样？
Why is it that way?
因为我们的主，
Because our Lord,
一面他显明他要用神的旨意来服侍人。
On the one hand, he is to manifest that he will serve men with the will of God.
另一面，他要得着一批人，也按着他的脚中来服侍人。
On the other hand, he is to gain for himself a group of people to serve men according to his footsteps.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
虽然看到现在，我们看到眼见的环境一直是与主相反的。
Even now we can see that the circumstances by sight is opposing to our Lord.
但是一件事情很明显。
But one thing is very clear.
我们的主没有放弃 他受差遣的目的。
Our Lord did not forsake the purpose of his sending.
也没有改变他受差遣的内容。
And he did not change the content of his service.
因为他是仆人。
Because he is a servant.
他必须要听从差遣他的父。
He must obey the Father who sent him.